Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. More Democrats want to challenge an Illinois representative for her congressional seat. Republican Mary Miller ran unopposed in the 15th district that covers a huge swath of the state. The oddly shaped district stretches almost to Galesburg in the north, down through Quincy to take in part of the Metro East, and then to the east to the Indiana border. Miller's not even an actual resident of the district, living just outside it in the eastern portion of the state. State law allows it. An Edwardsville nurse named Jennifer Todd also lives outside the district, but is throwing her name in the hat as a Democrat challenger.
Well, it all started back in November when I found out she ran unopposed. And that got me doing a little bit of research and so forth. And that just couldn't happen again. And then the more research I found, the more things that I found that she doesn't do. She does not believe in the community project funding. So this is the money coming back into the district. So essentially our tax dollars coming back into the district to be able to fix projects, as in infrastructure projects, roads, helping schools build additions.
So what you're saying is she is not either, is she not voting for to pull some of this money into the district, or is she not voting for specific projects?
She doesn't believe in bringing the money back. So she doesn't even take applications to be able to fund projects. She does not believe in it.
So tell me a little bit about your own experience that you would bring to Congress.
I've been a nurse for the past 30 years, and we need more nurses in Congress. As of right now, there's only three. You need more nurses than that, especially since these big cuts are going to be happening to Medicare and Medicaid. You need nurses that actually know what that's going to mean. As of right now, with the population in the 15th district, approximately about 24 to 25% of the population is on Medicaid of some form. And that's, and when you break it down by counties, it's a little bit more. And so you have pretty much all your counties have a high, 20% or more that are on Medicaid. And that's how they survive. And, right now, none of the hospitals in this area are on the so-called list of possibly being shut down, but they're close. And there won't be anywhere, there's some counties that don't even have a hospital.
So I'm guessing that you're talking specifically when you touch on Medicaid provisions in the big, beautiful bill.
Yes.
I'm curious if there's anything in that you would have supported.
No, it's just too many cuts. Cutting the education funding, they're still trying to dismantle the Department of Education. Department of Education and Medicaid actually go hand in hand with our schools. For services that are provided for Title I. These services provide for the one-on-one aids for your special needs kiddos. They actually help pay for the nurses they have in schools that do all the medication passes. They also help with paying with the therapies that they offer, speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. That's how they're paid through Title I.
Now, because of the way the district has been drawn, I think that's why there was not a Democrat as a challenger last time. I'm curious if you have spoken with any Democrat Party leaders to see about support for your campaign from the party itself.
Not necessarily from the party itself as of yet, but I've been speaking and going to pretty much all of the central committees of the counties, and have gotten a really good support from them. They're just excited that somebody was running. I've been at this since January, And they're just, you know, very excited about, you know, there's someone wanting to run and wanting to do this. And, you know, I understand that this is going to be a huge uphill battle.
How do you intend to fund your campaign?
Right now, we're doing a lot of grassroots and we're a lot of low dollar. And this area is, it's hard to raise money in this area, but we're doing it slowly and we're getting there. And then things will probably change up a lot after the primary. And you'll have more people wanting to donate and so forth after the primary. But it's this getting to March is what the hard struggle is.
Hey, it's Morgan Abshire.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think some of the biggest issues are for residents of the 15th?
Right now, it's going to be a lot of the Medicaid and Medicare cuts, agriculture with the tariffs starting to go into effect. You know, a lot of the farmers and all that, they rely on the government buying their crops and are selling their crops overseas, and that's probably not going to happen. With them dismantling USAID, and a lot of the farmers sold a lot of their crops to them to be able to be shipped over overseas, and now they can't sell it to them.
Congresswoman Miller has talked a lot and campaigned a lot on family values. She's been at the forefront of the fight against transgender athletes participating in women's sports. She has proposed legislation that would really define what a man and a woman are. What are your thoughts on that and how that resonates in the district?
There is a very large population of LGBTQ and transgender. My daughter's transgender, so it's, you know, it's very close to my heart. And that, you know, is the saying is, you know, you don't, you're not defined about who you are physically. And it's who you feel like you are on the inside. And that, if you feel like you're a man, that's fine. If you feel like you're a woman, that's fine too. We'll help you and support you as much as we can. And just to be able to have safe spaces. And that's, you know, one of my daughter's issues has been finding that safe space and trying to come into her own and trying to be as supportive and helpful as I can without overstepping mom's boundaries and so forth. So, but you know, it's just, you know, it's not a, it shouldn't be a touchy subject as it is. You know, the athletes she's been talking about and so forth, there's only three in the whole state, I believe, the last time I checked. So it's not like it's a big issue. But we also have to, you know, we have to give the person the dignity that they deserve. And you know, that is talking to them and accepting them for who they are, whether it's male or female, or it's non-binary, and that, you know, they have to have respect just like anybody else.
Congresswoman Miller has come under a lot of fire for the fact that she lives outside the district, which Illinois law does allow. I understand you also live outside the district.
Yes, I am 3 miles from the district line, 3 miles from 55. But my goal has always been that once I win, I will be moving into the district. And I've actually been looking at properties and so forth in Logan Mason County area, which is about middle of the district. And so that will make things a lot easier to, you know, drive wise, since it's such a large district.
That, again, is Jennifer Todd. She is facing former radio personality Randy Raley in the Democratic primary. KMOX News has reached out to Representative Mary Miller's office multiple times. We have received no reply.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app. And wherever you get your podcasts.